And the studio got a little bit more full, and I liked it. I like we have guests come into the studio. He is Mike Greer, owner and operator of Mind Games here in Rockford. I was trying to kind of describe what exactly you call Mind Games. It's like a game. It's an escape type game. One of those escape houses, I guess you could say. Is that the proper way to describe it?
Yeah. One of the ways that one of my employees always described it to people was as a real life Indiana Jones.
Okay.
So you're trying to get out of a themed room. It's a game. We got a bunch of puzzles and everything inside of the room, and use those puzzles in order to get out and play the game. And you have an hour to play it.
Now, how long have you been in town, and how long have you had this business open?
I've been in Rockford about 5 years now, and I just opened the business about a year and a half ago, last April. And I just saw a void in the entertainment industry in Rockford, and I really loved playing the escape games. And I was out, I did 12 of them before I started here, so... I came back to Rockford, and I was like, there isn't an escape room here, so I started... planning it out. I worked with a consultant and got it going, and we've been having a lot of fun doing it.
Had a lot of success so far?
Pretty good. It's been pretty steady. You know, it picks up around the holidays and everything.
Sure. Where are you located?
I am at the corner of American Road and Alpine, so right between Sandy Hollow and Harrison.
Okay. Right now, your facility has two different rooms, correct?
Correct.
Kind of explain what they are and give the people an idea of when you go into these, what they're like, what you're going to experience when you go into these rooms.
Yeah, the first one we started was an Egyptian-themed game. It's called Secrets of the Pharaoh. And then our second game that we got was called Exit Protocol. That's a CIA-themed game. Mm-hmm. And right now, hopefully in the next week or two, I'll have my third game open. That one's going to be a third-grade classroom.
Third grade classroom.
Just so, like you remember going to school, like I you remember the flip desk?
Oh, yeah, the classic chalkboard as opposed to
a chalkboard.
There you go.
Yep.
That's cool.
Oh. So it'll take you right back to when you're back in grade school, and the room's set up that way, and then we just use the stuff inside the room as the clues and locking stuff up. We put like bike locks around the desk so you can't flip them open and stuff.
Right, right. So now in that room, though, is it going to be like third grade level questions to get out of clues, or you have to be
that's
a little smarter than that?
That's going to be our easiest game. We haven't – our two games that we have right now are larger games, and they run about 30% completion rate. Most of the groups that do finish it with about 5 minutes or less to go. I'm hoping that this third room should run about 50 or 60% completion. So it's going to be something a little bit easier for somebody that hasn't done an escape mm-hmm. room before, and gives them a little introduction into what we do.
Now, if I were to go there, first of all, I can kind of just kind of chronologically, I want to come to your place. Do I need a reservation, or can I just come stop at the door? How does that work?
Yeah, we go by reservations only just because we staff according to those reservations. Okay. So that helps me keep my labor costs down a little bit, and sure. I don't have to have somebody there all the time.
And when are you open?
We have appointments available from noon until 10:30 every day of the week.
Okay. And I think I saw on your website, too, you can have special appointments if you got a special group. You want to make this an outing for if you're a business group or a birthday party or whatever it may be.
Yeah, correct? Absolutely. We have sports groups, of course. We have corporate events. And, if they give me a call, we always work something out. And if they give me a call far enough in advance, then I can work out special times for those specific groups, too.
Sure.
Now, do you have to do it as a group, or could you do it solo?
We haven't had anybody do it by themselves. I've had groups of two do it. It's just the game's designed for 6 to 10 people. The two that we have right now are designed for 6 to 10 people. And when you get down to the smaller groups, it's a little bit tougher to finish the game.
So if Randy, myself, and Paul, we did it, the three of us, how long do you think it would take for us to crack the code and get out?
Like I said, it's going to be about 55 minutes. Most teams that finish it with 55 minutes. Maybe even closer. We've had groups that finish it with 2 seconds to go. But like I said, the smaller group is, the tougher it gets, and we'll give you a little bit more guidance and push you in the right direction to make sure that you get to experience the full game.
It's basically like one clue leads to another, leads you to the end, to find the way to get out the door, basically, with the last lock on the door or something like that?
Right. We use electromagnetic locks, so everything is operated by push button, and pretty much you work yourself through the game, you get to that last lock, it opens a box, and then It's a push button to open the door.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you said about 50% rate in some of these, 30% rate of getting out on time?
Our two current games that we have right now are about 30, somewhere between 30 and 40%.
So it's like a good baseball player. You're going to fail seven out of ten times, right? But three of you're good. And of course, if you don't get to, if you don't figure out in that hour, then you're locked there for life. Correct?
Yeah. You know, we got a good collection of people there right now.
That's right. They got a room in the basement. The people that couldn't quite get out. When you go into these, okay, they have the theme. So, and for instance, you said the Pharaoh theme. So, if I want to have success in that one, should I have a good background on Egyptian history, or is this just a matter of just being some common sense and some basic knowledge to find your way through?
Yeah, I mean, escape rooms in general, we tried not to use outside knowledge. So when you come into the game, you don't have to know anything in order to complete the game. So if there is something that does have outside knowledge, we try to still put something in the game that you can still solve it without knowing that outside knowledge.
Who comes up with the ideas, the themes, and how do you come up with the ideas of the different clues and all that?
I have a twisted mind.
And it's based on your experience, right, of doing these places? Yeah.
So, I mean, I go, whenever I'm traveling for my regular job, I make sure that if they have an escape room there, I'm trying to go to it. Uh-huh. All the stuff that everybody else is doing out there, I try to incorporate some of that new stuff that they see and incorporate that into my games. Of course, with the first couple games, I worked with a consultant, and he helped me. I had an idea what I wanted to do, and he helped me design some of the puzzles and stuff for that game.
So when you go other places, how successful are you?
I run
about getting out of their rooms.
Yeah, I'm pretty good. Out of the first 12 I did, I beat 10 of them, and just about a month ago in Nashville, I was at a trade show for escape rooms, and we did a tour of a couple of them, and we beat both of those. So now I'm up to 12 out of 14.
That's pretty good percentage. That's better than the 30%.
But you got to think, too, I play quite a few of these with other escape room owners out there.
What drew you to this? Why do you enjoy doing this, and what made it kind of fun for you?
You know, when I started out with this, I didn't really know what an escape room was, and I went and did one. It was advertised on the radio. I was in Vegas, actually. Uh-huh. I heard it on the radio, and I was like, okay, I have some free time. Why don't I stop out and do this? And me and a couple other people, we went and did it, and we were placed with another group of people, so it wasn't just the three of us. Mm-hmm. We had a group of seven people, so we went in, did the game. You know, is tough for me. I like playing puzzle games on my phone. Sure. I enjoy a good challenge. So that was just the start of it for me. And I went from there, and I just started doing them everywhere I went.
And what's the cost?
We charge $25 per person. Okay. So that's about the industry average. Mm-hmm. It is quite a bit less than Chicago, though. You go down to Chicago, the big timers,
right,
they're charging anywhere from 35, and I've heard $100 games down in Chicago.
And a max of a group is, like you said, about 10?
Yeah, we've gone as many as 15, actually. Oregon High School's academic bowl team, they have one of our best times. They ran about 45 minutes, and they had a group of 15.
So you're keeping track, too, all the time, best times?
Right,
so
right.
So the board or something, they can sit there, they're sitting at the top.
Yeah, I just started using a new software. So when you sign in on our waiver, you know, when you get there, then that tracks everything for us. So it says how many people are in a group and how you placed in terms of your time against other four-person groups, how you placed overall. Mm-hmm. And there's some achievements and stuff, so it kind of keeps track. And then if you go to other escape rooms that use our same software, it keeps those statistics for you, too.
So. Now, you mentioned you want to expand with the third grade one. That's the expansion is going to be at your current location, correct?
Yeah.
But also you're trying to expand as well to a different location.
Yeah, I'm in talks with the mall right now.
Okay.
So this adventure would be with two other escape room owners, and we're going to combine up and share our knowledge. And there are a couple friends that grew up in the UP with me, and you know, they were acquaintances back in college, but now we've become really good friends through the industry. And we've been talking about doing something together, and the mall approached us out at Boone County Fair, and mm-hmm. We've been in talks with them, and we're trying to see if we can come up with a way to get a space in the mall there right by Sears.
And so you'd have then five total rooms if that were to work?
the mall space would actually be four more rooms.
Oh, okay.
So potentially four more rooms. We've been talking about either doing two or four to start out with. Sure. And that location, we'd actually be staffed full time, you know, during mall hours so right. that we can get that walk-in traffic.
How long does it take to kind of plot? I mean, let's say you do this. You're gonna do it. You go up to two of them. Now, how long does it take you to kind of plot and plan the theme and the questions and all that kind of stuff and the clues and all?
I have about six games thought up right now. Okay. And then with the mall location, we use some of their games that they've used in other areas. So one of them's in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. The other's in Marquette, Michigan. And they have games that they've used and are ready to go. So we would actually go out and use their games and put them in there because they're a smaller market. So a lot of the people here still, you know, haven't ventured that way.
Sure. Any interesting stories so far for people that have tried your stuff out?
I don't know that I can say them on the radio.
We can beep it. Jordan, you got a button?
No, it's fun people watching. You see some weird stuff. There's a group that I got pretty frustrated with, and you know, they weren't being rough and tough, but you know, there were locks in the room. They were pulling pretty hard.
Oh, geez.
It was a bigger guy. And, he yanked on the lock and he pulled a box right off the wall. But yeah, I had people pull baseboards off the wall. I've had, you get the families in there, and sometimes the family dynamic is interesting to watch.
Are you watching it while they're in there? Kind of watching the process? I mean, is there a lot of fighting going on?
Not a lot, but like I said, it's those family groups where everybody has good knowledge of each other and knows how each other plays the game, and they get frustrated. But for the most part, I mean, most of the groups work really well together.
All right.
I'll talk about Randy. I think we should get a little group going. Us three right here, you, me, Paul, maybe Dean, Bill, maybe the rest of the Randy and company. Maybe we all go over there and try it.
Then he got Matt in there too, though. He's going to tell us how to do it all the time.
Yeah. He's going to be our leader, our spiritual leader.
That'd be scary, yeah.
I tell you what I'm going to do for you guys, too. I put together a promo code for just this week. If people go online, my website, and they book a game and they enter in the promo code SportsFan, they'll get 10% or 20% off their purchase.
Oh,
so
wow.
$5 off a ticket.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. Thank you. Another thing, too, I know you're doing is you're providing tickets with a promo code that we're going to be at the football game this week at Hanuniga. We're offering drawstring bags to the Hanuniga fans.
Right. I got to go grab those cards for you.
Yeah. And we're going to have a coupon in each one of those bags for people that grab one to get into.
Right. That's going to be $5 off, too.
So that's a great deal.
So make sure you go out to the football game, grab your free bag, and we'll have a card in there that tells everybody what we do.
That's awesome. Give us a little bit about your background now. You and I talked off the air, but you're not from around here. You said from Michigan. So give me a little bit about your background of where you came from and how you got to Rock.
Originally a Detroit guy, born down there. Then when I was about 12 years old, my parents moved up to the UP, Northern Michigan. Uh-huh. I went to school in a small town called Hancock, about as far north in Michigan as you can go. Uh-huh. You have about an hour left, and then you hit Lake Superior, and then it's Canada.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I played high school sports up there. You know, I had the best of both worlds where we were the worst football team ever. My first year in varsity football, we went 0-9.
Uh-huh.
Got a new coach. We went 5-4 the next year. Won our big homecoming game. But then I also played high school hockey, and our high school hockey team, we were actually state champions uh-huh. in 99. So being able to experience that, you know, talk about an experience that you can't get anywhere else.
Sure. Yeah.
Then I went on to Northern Michigan for college and worked for the college hockey team there. It was our only Division I sport, and I got to travel around with them and got to see a bunch of cool places, you know, new arena out in Omaha when they built that. And it was crazy. It's like a pro-level arena. Been to Alabama, Florida because of it, Alaska. I got to go once or twice a year. So, you know, just being able to meet people through that. Our coach was had coaching experience. He was an assistant with the Rangers in the NHL. And then actually one of our local guys playing for the Ice Hogs, he used to play for my high school team. Yeah. So
Tanner Carroll, right?
Tanner Carroll, yeah.
Do you know him very well, or did No,
he's
a big discrepancy in age, I'm sure.
Yeah, he's 10, 12 years younger than me, but yeah. One of my best friends from high school, he's still up there, and he's always been involved with the hockey team and coaching, and he always knows all the players and stuff, so he knew him pretty well. Sure. You know, I've talked to him here and there, but I don't know him.
Right. Yeah. Right. So, Red Wings fan, I assume, then?
Red Wings, unfortunately for you guys, right? But you guys have been looking a lot better than us the last couple of years.
Yeah, we had some good years for the Blackhawks, and a couple down, but some good ones recently.
But you guys are building that dynasty that the Wings had there for, what, 22 years in the playoffs?
Yeah, exactly.
That, I mean, being able to support a team like that, it's, you know, it's incredible that you have the chance to have that winning culture. So, you know, I'm glad to see the Hawks turn it around. The only thing I'm disappointed is that the Red Wings went to the East, so now we only get to play twice a year. So you lost that whole rivalry.
Yeah.
Which was disappointing.
So have you ever thought of doing maybe a hockey, or maybe like a hockey locker room themed escape room or something?
It's a good idea, actually. some kind of sports theme. You could almost do it where you have a bunch of different sports and, you know, like a PE locker room or something. That's a pretty good idea.
With the new one, speaking of which, again, and I know it's, you're kind of in the early stages with the Cherryvale Mall. Have you got the idea of what themes you're going to go with that one?
Oh, we have a couple ideas. One's going to be like a carnival themed, and we're talking about mafia theme for another one. When we originally started talking about it, we were looking at two rooms. But again, we're still talking to the mall and seeing if, you know, they'll help us with the build out cost. And if we can get everything built out at once and get started with four games, I mean, that's obviously a big help for us.
One thing I didn't ask you too is ages. I mean, obviously it's for adults, but can kids do this too? Or is it highly recommended not to have kids? How does that?
You'd be surprised. The kids are actually better than the adults at these games because they've grown up in this iPad, iPhone culture where they're playing these games on their phone. And, you know, this is how escape rooms kind of started, was iPhone games. So they've been playing these games on their phone since they were 5, 6 years old, even younger, some of them. Sure. You know, I didn't have a phone until I was like 17, and we had one person in my high school that had a cell phone. And now I think, what, 6-year-olds have cell phones at school?
I think they hand them to you at the birthing room.
Right? My Lord, yeah. I mean, it's crazy, but that experience that they have on the phone, that gives them a lot of experience with these games.
Right. They're more comfortable in there and dealing with this stuff more so than the parents probably. So.
Right.
Well, Mike, thank you so much. It's Mike Greer of Mind Games. Again, tell me the address for Mind Games.
It is 3214 South Alpine, so between Harrison and Sandy Hollow.
And the website is mindgamesrockford.com.
Correct.
Got a ton of information on the website if you got more questions. And also one more time regarding the special promo code.
Promo code is going to be SportsFan, and that'll give them $5 off per ticket. And we'll run that through the end of the week for you guys.
Great. Appreciate it. Yeah. Well, Mike, thank you so much for being with me. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, and I really appreciate it.
And I look forward to working with you down in the future as well. Looking forward to
We'll get you guys in.
We'll probably never get out, though. This is not a smart bunch you're dealing with here.
You'll have to let everybody know when you go on when you come in, because if you're not there the next day, we'll know why.
Exactly. Better yet, we should try to get the microphones into the escape room with us. They can hear us swearing and fighting with each other.
Do a Facebook Live thing or something.
I don't know if that'd be a good thing.
That might not be, no. That might be some fist fights going on.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Mike. Appreciate it.
Yeah,
Mike Greer of Mind Games here in Rockford. Check it out. It's a lot of fun. It's a great time. It's something, like you said, it's something different in the community to do on a Friday night or a Saturday, or as a group outing with a family with, you know, I know some team building stuff for some local teams and stuff like that. But just a great opportunity to do something a little bit different. It's right here in our own backyard in Rockford, Illinois. So, again, thank you, Mike, for being with us.
Thanks again.